In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In this morning's gospel, we heard of the healing of the 10 lepers. And this is a reading that cycles back to us each year. And it's a very important and instructive account from the life and ministry of Christ. These 10 lepers see Jesus and they stay afar off because, being leprous, they weren't allowed to approach other people, not just for health reasons, but religiously. In the Jewish law, it said that lepers could not live within the community, and they couldn't approach other people, or else they would defile them ceremonially. So these lepers stand afar off, and they cry out to Jesus, "Jesus, have mercy on us." And he's seeing them. He says to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Now, there is some important context for this. It goes back to the book of Leviticus. Because it says there in Leviticus that if someone who's leprous, which, as I said, that made them ritually unclean, it made them so that they couldn't interact with other people, they couldn't be in the community, they definitely couldn't go to worship God in the temple. But if God healed them, then in order for them to be restored to fellowship, they had to go to the priest and be examined by him, and the priest would make sure that all the leprosy was gone. And then they would offer sacrifices and be purified through rituals so that then they could participate in society. Now, it's interesting that Christ actually doesn't heal them before he sends them to the priest. They still have their leprosy. And he says, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." Now, how embarrassed would they be if they went and showed themselves to the priest and they still had leprosy? And the priest said, "Get out of here." So what Jesus was asking them to do was to demonstrate their faith that he would heal them. "Act as if I'm going to heal you," he says. "Go and begin your journey to Jerusalem, believing that I'm going to heal you of your leprosy." And this is what they did. And the gospel says, as they went, they were cleansed. While they were on their journey of faith, trusting that Christ would heal them, acting as if he was going to heal them, they were cleansed. As I said before, this is very instructive for us. Substitute the word sin for leprosy, because throughout the Old Testament, leprosy is a symbol for sin. Leprosy is a symbol for sin. Sin is a disease that causes us to waste away. It causes our body to decay, even while we're alive, because that's what leprosy does, right? Leprosy causes your body, the tissue of your body, to die, even while you're still alive. And likewise, sin causes us to die, even while we're walking around and seem to be alive. So sin is like leprosy. And we, who are members of the church, we've cried out to Christ, "Have mercy on us," right? "Have mercy on us and heal us of this problem of sin that we have." And Jesus then tells us, like he told many people who came to him, he said, "Go and sin no more. Go and sin no more." He says, "Be holy, even as your heavenly Father is holy." That's sort of like what he said to those lepers. "Go and show yourselves to the priest." I mean, think about that. How are we supposed to go and sin no more in our weakness? in our shattered and broken humanity? How are we supposed to be holy as the Heavenly Father is holy? And yet Jesus tells us, go and do it. Go and do it. Go and try this impossible, unthinkable thing. Because he wants us to also demonstrate faith in him that he can do it. You know, being saved by Christ is not an invitation to complacency. And in other Christian traditions, it sort of seems like that, because believing in Christ is presented as sort of receiving a get-out-of-hell-free card. You know, no matter what you did, no matter what you do, Christ will forgive you. And when that's the only message, it sort of seems like, okay, it doesn't matter what I do. I'm just going to keep asking for forgiveness and keep receiving it. But that misses all of those times, like I said, when Christ says, go and sin no more. Be holy, be perfect, he says in another place. Be perfect. Because he wants us to demonstrate faith that as we try, as we apply our insignificant effort, you know, like our abilities, which are complete disabilities, but as we try, that he is going to heal us by his superabundant grace. But we have to try. Just as those lepers, as they went, they were healed. So we, as we go on this journey of the Christian faith, this journey of obedience to the commandments that he's given us, trying as best we can, as we go, we also are healed. Now, after the 10 were healed on their journey, one of them turned back and came to Jesus. The other 9, we presume, went on to the temple to be examined by the priests and to be restored to fellowship. Sort of shows you their priorities. The other 9, when they were healed, they were thinking about themselves, right? They were thinking about, oh yes, I can go to Thanksgiving dinner this year, you know? I don't have to stay away from my family. I can be totally immersed and involved in the community and not be isolated. They were thinking about themselves, but the one who happened to be a Samaritan, a foreigner who was despised by the Jewish people, when he realized he was healed, he turned around and ran back to Jesus to thank him. That gratitude welling up in his heart is then praised by Christ. Praised by Christ as being superior to the response of those 9 Jewish lepers. And when Jesus sees his gratitude, he says to him, rise and go your way. Now, our English says, your faith has made you well. But in Greek, it actually says, your faith has saved you. Rise and go your way. Your faith has saved you. Now, those other 9, they sort of disappear into obscurity. But this one who returned, his momentary healing is transformed into a permanent, lifelong salvation because of his gratitude which brings him back to Christ. And likewise for us, as we go, as we make our effort, trusting in Christ that he will heal us and save us, it's so essential that we don't sort of take credit for the healing, the spiritual healing that we experience, but rather taking the focus off of ourselves, that we focus on Christ and return to him day by day in gratitude, which brings us, unites us to him, brings us together with him, and turns our momentary healing into a lasting salvation. To our great and saving God, Jesus Christ, be glory, honor, and worship together with his Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.